pricing manager for your area right now, Gail, and that way we can give you the details on the pricing right away.
Okay.
Thanks, Manny. Hey, Toby, this is Gail. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Manny were chatting about the first page listing we had open today on Google. Is that right?
Yeah, he was telling me a little bit about getting put on Google, on the first page of Google.
Okay, super, super. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Toby.
Yeah, really, all I was wanting to do is just hear y'all out today,
sure.
Just to get an understanding of pricing, because there's before I make any decisions, I need to run it by my wife.
Gotcha.
She's been helping me. She's been helping me a lot with the management side of the company. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Before I make decisions.
Awesome. That's awesome. So, sounds like you're just getting started. How long have you been in business, Toby?
I just got my state licensing last month.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what made you decide to go into home inspections, and why now?
Well, it's kind of a long story if you have the time.
I'd love to hear it, actually.
I was driving with my own small business for Indiana Transport, transporting boats and campers from Indiana to North Carolina.
Okay.
And then when COVID hit, it put the business under because all the manufacturers for boats and campers shut down for about 6 months to a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was unemployed for about 6 months to a year, so I decided what better time to get out of that industry and into a new one.
Absolutely.
So after the business closed down and the manufacturers shut down, I decided to go back to school, but I wanted to get into real estate, and I didn't want to be a realtor because I didn't feel like that would be a right fit for me.
Right.
So I decided home inspections, and then while I was working a part-time job, trying to find a job after my business closed, for the past year and a half since COVID, and my business shut down, I've been going through ICA school, getting certified and licensed for home inspections.
Oh, wow. Wow. I guess the timing really kind of worked out then. I mean, it gave you the time to study and get trained and ready to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow. Well, good for you. Congratulations. I should tell you too. So I work remotely from home. I live in Colorado. My husband is a home inspector here in Colorado. And when he was just getting going, I was doing the same as your wife and helping him with phone calls and getting everything set up. And so I can totally relate. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a wild ride the past couple of years, but it's given me something to look forward to. It's gave me new opportunities.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, and I have no doubt. You're going to do well. There is such a demand for home inspectors these days, and good ones that are trained. You know, there are a lot of them out there who are just, I don't know, they don't do a very good job. I mean, we've got our price cutters here, the ones that, you know, $200 for any inspection, and they're the guys that we watch go out of business because they, you know, for $200, you can't cover much of a house and inspect it correctly according to standard. So, yeah. That's awesome. Now, are you Inanashi or are you Ashi? Or neither.
To be honest, I don't feel like it's either in the state of North Carolina. It's a bit of both. just because the North Carolina regulations. I've been trained for ASHI through ICA.
Okay.
But most of my business is starting to look more like InterNACHI standards because of the state, North Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Well, so good that you kind of got a little bit of both then, I guess.
Yeah.
And
like a lot of the regulations are InterNACHI, but I go off of ASHI.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, and both are great organizations, truly. My husband just happened to go with InterNACHI. I don't even remember why. Probably something in the training he was picking up, too, for Colorado. So, well, that's awesome, Toby. I'm happy for you. I think you're going to do really well. You sound like you are a smart business owner, and you've done all the things right. So you'll do well.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm sure. Well, and I can kind of hear that. I talk to people across the country all day, every day, and you can kind of hear and you can tell who tries to do a good job and who's just not really trying all that hard. So I can hear it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right now, I'm currently paying for a lead generation that isn't really working out that great. That's why I've been looking into more. I've been looking into more site building for Google. That's why I don't mind hearing y'all out because I know that it can be helpful.
Now, are you on Angie's or Home Advisor? Is that where you landed?
Yeah, that's where my leads are coming from that aren't that great.
Yeah, we ran into the same thing. My husband used Angie's Home Advisor then. He's been in it for about 5 years now, I guess. So through some of the ups and downs of the industry, but he served it out on Angie's too. And, a lot of the leads were bogus and they were, well, they're also sent out to four other inspectors. So inevitably the customer always ended up with the hack that would do it for $200. So they didn't work out very well for us either. So
yeah.
Now have you dropped the service yet or are you still with them for now?
No, I'm doing the pay per lead right now and, I've only done like four leads and I'm realizing that out of the four leads, none of them are needing my services.
Oh, wow. So, what are you running into for, has it got somebody else lined up or?
No, not yet. Are you talking about as far as me or the customer?
Well, what's happening when you call them? Are they already, they've got somebody booked up to do their inspection for them or?
No, they're really looking for services that I don't have just quite yet. One of them was needing a home inspection with radon testing and asbestos, and I don't do radon and asbestos just yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Sure.
And
all right.
A couple other ones.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No. Oh, no, go ahead. I was going to ask you something about radon, but go ahead with the others.
Yeah, the others, they were looking for a home inspection, but I don't have any reviews on Home Advisor. And they were kind of questioning whether or not I was a real business.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so it's been tough, but
wow.
I try to let everybody know, you know, if it comes down to it and you really need this home inspection, I'm not going to turn you away. I'll come out to your house and meet you if I have to before we do any paperwork.
Right.
I've let the clients know that, but they still won't go for it. So.
Wow. That's kind of surprising. Interesting. I mean, you can show them your credentials and everything, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that hasn't really been working out with those clients through Angie's list.
Well, so let's talk about first page of Google then. It's actually what we ended up doing for my husband, too. He actually does his SEO through the company I work for, and we... He wasn't on first page, and that was the goal once we realized how bad Angie's was. So we brought him on over here, got into first page, and now he's rolling very nicely and good solid leads. They want to buy right when they call. I think what's happened is a couple of things that's happened just post-pandemic anyway, is people are in a bigger hurry than they've ever been, and especially with home buying, because homes are flying off the market really quickly, so they want to find their home inspector quick. So they're Googling, they find him in the map, which is where we're going to put connection inspections, is right in the map on the first page, and they click and call directly. So they'll do the same with yours. We'll have, you know, it'll be the same setup. So they'll click, call you directly, and they're in such a hurry, and they want to get their home inspector scheduled. So they don't call anybody else. They see that you're there. You're on Google, which makes you legitimate. They click, they call you, they book their inspection, and you're on your way. So for him, it's worked out very well. I've actually got several home inspector clients across the country that we've done the same thing for, and we end up with the same results. So very nice results. So what I'll do first, Toby, is I'll actually close off that area. So the Clemens, North Carolina area, and for a 50-mile radius around you, will be closed off for that listing of home inspector. So what that means is we'll never work with or partner with another home inspection company in that 50-mile radius. And that's for all of the services that you offer. So if you eventually add radon, of course, we won't work with anybody who does radon testing. Same with asbestos. And that doesn't mean you have to travel that entire 50-mile radius. And if there's, you know, like my husband's got the same thing. We've got an area here that's it's really hard to get to, especially in the wintertime. What would normally be about a 30-minute trip, excuse me, in the wintertime is about an hour and a half. So he doesn't go there in the wintertime. That's just the way it works. So you don't have to go that entire 50 miles, but that 50 miles is blocked off, where we won't partner with any home inspection companies, but connection inspections. Does that make sense?
That's really good.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, you're not sharing leads. Clicks and calls are unlimited, so they're not going out to your partners, not going out to your competitors ever. And then they just click and call you directly. Now, it's going to look, Toby, have you done your Google business profile yet?
I would have to ask my wife about all that stuff. I'd have to get her on the phone with you, to be honest. Because, like I said,
no
she's
worries.
Been helping me with all my office management stuff, which is all of my website building, my emails. I'm pretty much just the face of the business as far as going out, talking to people, performing.
Sure. Okay. And, you know, I just looked. I'm not seeing one. That's okay, though. That's something we can get going. You know, would your wife be available now? We could conference her in with us. Then she can get the details, too.
She's actually upstairs right now. We just had a baby this month. It's only been like two weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on that, too. My goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Like I said, I've been busy.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll keep chatting. If she comes through or if you can grab her. We can put her on speaker and then we can kind of give her the shorts of the details. Sound good?
I can go up and see if she's awake right now because she's up all night with the baby.
Oh, yeah, if she's available, that would be awesome. But, yeah, I don't want to wake her up either.
Just give me one sec.
No problem.
Okay, I got it right here.
Oh, awesome. Are we on speaker?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about my pup in the background. I have a baby, too. It's a four-legged baby. Not nearly as much work as your two-legged baby.
Yeah, we got a couple dogs, too.
Nice, nice. And, hi, my name is Gail. Who am I talking to?
Josie.
Josie. I love that name.
Chelsea.
Beautiful name. Oh, Chelsea. Also a beautiful name. Chelsea, my name is Gail. The company I work for is Local Splash. I was just filling Toby in. We had reached out today because we would like to list connection inspections on the first page of Google for home inspections. And we actually had kind of an interesting connection. Toby was telling me that you'd been doing all of the setup for your business. And my husband, I live in Colorado. My husband is a home inspector here in Colorado. And when he was first starting, I did the same thing for him. So really kind of a unique situation. And we ended up just kind of connecting today. One of our guys had reached out to Toby and knew that my husband was a home inspector. So by chance, he said, Gail, I think you need to talk to these folks. So it's long introduction short. It's good to meet you, Chelsea.
You too.
Sounds like you are a busy lady with a new baby.
Yeah, a little bit.
Congratulations. Boy or girl?
Thank you. Boy.
Oh, sweet little boy. That's awesome. Well, I'm happy for you guys. New business and a new baby all at the same time. It's got to be a lot of work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, I can hear you're tired, so I'll try to be quick. So what I was just filling Toby in on is what we do is we place our partners like Connection Inspections on the first page of Google so that when someone is searching for a home inspector, you guys pop up right there in the map on the top of the page, on the top of that first page. And I'm sure you've seen the map a million times. There are usually between 3 and 5 businesses in that map section. And that's where we want to put Connection Inspections. And so what we do, Chelsea, is we'll actually close off the Clemens area, and we close that for a 50-mile radius. So in that 50-mile radius, the category of home inspectors is going to be closed down. So Connection Inspections is the only company that we'll partner with and promote to the first page. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, if you have questions as we go, just please stop and ask me. Happy to answer your questions. I'll also get pricing for you guys. And then, like I told Toby, if this makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it is an exclusive listing, meaning we do only work with one company per category, per area. That's very strict Google and company rules. We're a Google Premier Channel partner. We've been with them for about 14 years now. We were actually one of the earliest companies to onboard as a partner with Google. So we value our relationship, so we don't infringe on that. So that 50-mile radius is going to be all yours. And like I told Toby, too, it doesn't mean you have to go that entire 50 miles. You know, if there are, I know fuel prices these days are horrid, but that 50-mile radius is still closed off where we won't accept anyone else. So you'll be the only ones we're promoting to first page. Now, Toby had mentioned that you had put the website together. We were wondering, had you done your Google business profile yet?
Yeah, set up a business profile for him when I did the website.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And have you gotten the verification on it already?
It would
have been a postcard.
I don't think so. I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay. How long ago did you send in for it?
Well, all I did was set up the business profile online. I haven't submitted his site map yet. I need to do that today.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries. Well, and I'll tell you what, you're busy with new baby. That's actually something that we can take care of for you. We don't charge for it. It's just something that we do to help our partners, especially you guys being new in business.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get that up there for you. And then, let me see, your website, would you mind if we put a tool on there to help you gather Google reviews?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. And then we'll also check to make sure that it's Google compliant and optimized. That way it's truly everything you need data-wise when we submit to Google to get you on the first page. So what we'll do is we'll tie in your Facebook page, your Google business profile, your website. So all those things are tied together. And then we submit all of that data to Google so that they can do their part to get you on the first page. And nice job on your Facebook page too. That looks great. You got some posts going already too. That'll help you for sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you a like while I'm over here. Just give you a little boost. It can't hurt.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. So now, how much business would you say you guys can take in right now? A little, a lot, somewhere in between?
I mean, right now, just anything, because he has, since he just started, he really has a wide open schedule, so.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. All right, well, this will definitely get your phone ringing. I was telling Toby, too, my husband is a home inspector out here. He was having trouble getting new leads in, too. He had gone and visited all the realtors in town and beyond and only got, you know, a couple bones thrown his way here and there. Most of them have their favorite inspectors already, unfortunately. So what he was relying on was what folks were coming up with on web results. And he was on, I think it was like page 10, on when you just did a search for home inspectors for Montrose, Colorado. And so we actually did the same thing for him. We got him on first page, and that caught all of those people that went online searching, which was about 50% of them. It turned out 50% didn't ask their realtor who to go through. Rather, they would Google who to go through for their inspection. So it worked out really well. We got him right in that map section, and he's gone every day now, which is really nice because he's out doing inspections every day. So that it really gave him the boost that he needed to. So just to give you an idea of timeline, industry standard to get you to first page, all the programming and everything that we need to do is about 3 to 6 months. That's too long for most companies to pay every single month without getting results. We actually cut that time in half. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days to get you on first page. So industry standard-wise, we're lightning fast. We can do that because of our close working relationship with Google. Algorithms change about 100 times a day. So we're in your account very regularly making those micro adjustments to the programming to make sure that everything still ties together so that you don't lose page rank. But it will take us about that 30 to 45 days to get all the initial programming and backlinking done to get you on the first page. And we get you out to all destinations as well. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing. We also write the content for Bing. And then Yellow Pages, White Pages. They're up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to. And I see you're on a couple. I see you on Alignable already. And there was something else. Maybe it was Nextdoor I saw. There were a couple that I found when I searched for you. So we'll fill in any that you haven't already gotten to. So that'll save you some time and trouble as well. Is everything making sense so far, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions so far?
You said you're in Colorado. Where? You said you're calling from Local Splash?
Correct. So our company is based out of Costa Mesa, California. I work remotely from home, and I just happen to live in Colorado, and my hubby's a home inspector here.
Okay. I was just wondering where y'all are based out of. I didn't know.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. And one of our guys, so what happens, Chelsea, is our listings open in the morning. So this morning, home inspector for the Clemens area opened, and we fill those listings the same day, or they close them down, and then we don't know when they'll open back up again. So our team this morning was tasked with calling Clemens and surrounding, looking for one company that we can promote to the first page on that listing. And once we find them, then we close out that area. So Manny, one of our guys, had come across Connection Inspections and realized that you were qualified for the listing. So he sent Toby to me because he knew my husband's a home inspector. So he said, you speak the language. So that's why I got you today. So kind of interesting little connection there. So Let me grab my pricing screen here. Being that you guys are new in business, I can apply a couple of discounts for you, primarily being our new in business discount, which is going to shave a lot off for you. Now, your Facebook page, I'd like to leverage that to get more business for you. So the advertising on Facebook is super, super cheap. And the package I put together for you actually includes $100 a month in Facebook ads. So already in the price, you don't pay extra for it. And we'll write and run those ads. So because of our know-how, we can really drill those in on the areas or the age range or income levels that you want to make your ads go further. And then the inexpensiveness of them, when someone clicks on your ad, they've typically seen it two or three or four times already, and you're not charged for the views. Those are called retargeted ads. So, for example, a few weeks ago, I'm tall, and I have a hard time finding jeans that are long enough. Our local store didn't have them. I landed on Wrangler.com. I bought some jeans. Ever since, on all of my feeds, Google, Facebook, the game I play before I go to sleep at night, I'm seeing ads for jeans. So if someone searches for home inspector around Clemens, your ads are going to be retargeted. Same way, they'll follow people on their feeds. But when those show, they don't cost you anything against your monthly ad credits. So they're really free branding and free advertising. The only time they count against that $100 is when they do click. And what we found is when they do click, you're already the person they're going to buy from. They're a very hot, viable lead at that time because they've already seen your ad. And when they click, it's something in their head went, these guys are legitimate. I've seen them. I know them. I'm going to buy from them. And being as in a hurry as people are lately, it truly is what they do. They just click, call, they book you, and away you go. So those ads go a long, long ways. When they do click, it only counts between 5 and 50 cents per click against your $100 in ad credits. So worst case, if they're 50 cents each, that's about 200 new jobs or leads just through Facebook alone. And then on the Google first page listing, you're going to rake in even more. So those two places combined are really going to do a good job for you guys. Also, the Facebook ads will run before your first page placement on Google, simply because we purchase the ads so we can make those run right away. The map section, we have to do the programming and the backlinking and get all that to Google. So that takes a little bit longer. But your Facebook ads are typically up and running within the first 2 to 3 weeks. So that happens pretty quick. So you should see results there sooner. So,
can y'all write those ads for him?
Yes. Yep, we'll write all the ads for you. Absolutely. We write them and run them, make sure that everything's going how and where it should. So all you have to do is answer the phones, book inspections.
Okay.
Easy as that. All right. And I'm trying to be quick. Your baby, I assume, is probably napping right now.
He just woke up. I sent Daddy upstairs to get him.
Oh, gotcha. Perfect. Perfect. So let me grab out my pricing screen, and I want to get your discounts applied here. So now our clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. We don't charge for them. The only thing that would have a click fee attached are the Facebook. And like I said, you get $100 in advertising every single month. And if for some reason all of that, those ad credits aren't used, it'll roll to the next month. So you don't lose those. And then our pricing is on a month-to-month basis. So you're not locked into a contract. It is truly month-to-month. We intend to have to do our job to earn your business month in and month out. And then clicks and calls and leads are unlimited. So let's share. Normal retail for North Carolina is $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee, but your discounts. So I also put in, Toby had mentioned that you work with, ASHI and InterNASHI. So I put in another discount. It's called an association's discount. So that $5.99 comes all the way down to $3.49, and that's per month. And then it brought your setup fee down from $2.99 to $99. And that's a one-time. It partially covers the programming that we have to do. And then, of course, we just cover the rest. And that $3.49 is locked in. So you're locked in for life with your discounts. Regardless, later on, obviously, you're not going to be new in business. But your price is still locked in or grandfathered in, so it'll never change. Okay.
Okay. Now, will we have to pay that $349 plus the $99 today?
Correct. To secure the listing, we would do first month and then the one-time setup fee. And then there's nothing due until next month, and then it would be that flat $349. Never a penny more than $3.49. So even if you take in 250 new calls for jobs and you've got Toby booked up 2 months, your pricing is still the same. Never changes. What's that?
Do you have another option that's less than... that doesn't include the Facebook ads? Like, do you have an option where we could maybe add that on later?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm glad you asked, because that is an option. So it's truly a dollar-for-dollar trade. We can pull that $100 in Facebook ads out, and it would be $249 and then a one-time $99 setup fee. So certainly that...
Yeah, because right now it's just my income. Like, he is trying to get the business up and running and hasn't gotten his first inspection yet. So we're a family of five on one income.
I'm trying
to see if we can, like, just get the Google listing going, and then if he starts getting calls from that, then we can add in the Facebook or add in whatever else.
Absolutely. We can certainly do that. So, yeah, later on, we can add the Facebook back in whenever it's convenient for you guys. And I think that's smart, actually, to go that way, Chelsea, to start with the local, and then we add the Facebook in later. It's actually the same thing we did with my husband, too. He was on a shoestring, relying on my income alone. So I wasn't sure what your situation was, so I wanted to go with something that was going to give big, big impact. But I think you're doing it the smart way. Get you on the map first, get some business rolling in, and then we can add Facebook on later. There are other things we can add too, just depending on how much you guys want to grow, how much business you want to do, but that's down the road. Okay. So now Toby mentioned too that you had, you were on the pay per lead for Home Advisor or Angie's. And was it going so well?
Well, he's only been doing it for 3 days. But, I mean, the five that he's gotten, or five or six that he's gotten in those 3 days, it's like they're sending stuff that people aren't actually ready to hire. They're just getting quotes because they don't need an inspection for, like, another month.
Oh, wow.
Like, they're sending, like, 3 to 4 weeks out. So, yeah. So
oh,
even if
goodness.
They pick him, they're still not scheduling and paying him yet, but he's still paying for leads.
Sure. Oh, wow. You know, we found the same thing. My husband actually was on Homies, Home Advisor Angie's for about 6 months, and they never got any better. We never got a single usable, bookable lead from there. It was bad. And of course, same as you, we were paying per lead for those in the meantime. So yeah. And you know, the leads coming from the map section on Google. So 90% of the phone calls and revenue for any given search, I mean, it could be for plumbers, goes to the companies that are on the first page. Rarely does anybody go past first page, but it's more concentrated to the people who are on the map section. And that was what my husband found too. As soon as he got into that map section, he started getting calls. And I know why it is. This applies for just about every industry, especially post-pandemic. People are in a big hurry, and their realtor says, you need an inspection. So they Google for an inspector, and they find somebody in that map section, one of those three or five that are in the map, and they click and they call them. So we'll have the same thing set up for you so that you're simply a click to call, and they call you directly, and you book the job. They're usually the people that are ready to buy right away.
Okay. And that $249, is that the lowest monthly amount?
Let me take a look here. It is our starter package, but let me make sure we got all the discounts in there. Something just doesn't quite look right here. Oh, it missed your association discount. Let me put that back in. When I switched plans, it turned off the association discount. Put it back in there quick. Okay, perfect. So that brought it down another $50. So that brings it down to $199. So you're new in business. So that package, normal retail is $399 with a $299 setup. You still got the $99 setup. And then it brought, with your new in business, it brought you down to $249. And then I added the association's discount back in, and that brought it down to $199. So perfect. That sounds like that ought to be doable. That's a pretty good rate. And that is still locked in at that also.
Yeah. I mean, that might be something that we can do today. And then if it starts to generate enough business to pay for it, then.
Mm-hmm. Sure, then add the Facebook back in later. Absolutely. I think that's a smart plan. So then, yeah, that brings today down to just $298. That'd be $199 for the first month, and then the $99 setup fee. It brought the whole thing down lower than what the setup fee was on retail. That's awesome.
Okay, give me just a second so I can tell him, because he's been upstairs with the baby.
No problem. I can hold on.
Okay. Okay, sorry, I had to get upstairs and tell him.
No problem. No problem. All right, so sounds like we're going to go ahead and get you set up on this listing then.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and close it quick so that our team doesn't make any more phone calls on it. Okay, perfect. Got it closed.
You said that it normally takes 30 to 45 days to set up, so that means that this first month that we're paying for, we'll have our next month due before he's really getting any calls, right?
Right. Yep, we'll be just into month two before we've got him on first page. So just so you know that, and thank you for reiterating.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Perfect. Let me, now did you, I assume you probably want to do the setup. He mentioned he's kind of just the face. You're the one that runs everything.
I mean, he does all the calls and everything.
Sure. Okay.
I just hear everything else in the background.
Well, then this sounds like this is me and you then. All right. And now, do you want me to list you probably as the main point of contact, Chelsea?
Yeah, I also work full-time, though, so I might not always be available to answer the phone.
Okay. So maybe
if you can
list
both of us, that way if you can't get a hold of me, you can call him.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Let me grab another screen here. So what I'll do, I'll get your cell phone number and everything from you.
Okay.
And then, there we go. I'm going to call you partner that asks for title. And then, Chelsea, what's your and Toby's last name?
Lowe, L-O-W-E.
Oh, that's easy. And what's your email address?
03 Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, Lowe, 1113@gmail.com.
So 03 and then Chelsea spelled C-H-L-S-E-A, Lowe, L-O-W-E, 3 1s, and then the number 3.
Chelsea is C-H-E-L-S-E-A.
C-H-E-L-S-E-A. Okay, perfect. I must have said it wrong. Typed it right and spelled it wrong.
Oh, okay.
And then that was, Gmail?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I'll have a couple of emails to send you in just a minute. Do you want those to go to your email address, or should I send them to Toby?
You want to send them to the business email.
Okay, and what is that?
Connection inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on.
Sure.
I might have gotten that wrong.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah, it's it's cinspections22@gmail.com.
Cinspections22.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
And then Toby Sell, is that the 336-979-2315?
That's his phone number.
Perfect. And is that also the business number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I've got to make sure they match. I don't need the digits yet. The card that you'll be using today, is that going to have Toby's name or your name on it?
Toby's.
Okay. Let me make sure I got all this right. So part of my job is to very thoroughly make sure we've got all of your information correct, contact information, company name, spelling, and so on. And then I'll set you up with an onboarding call with your tech, and they'll do quality control. So basically making sure I intook all of the information that I took correctly, and they'll get you access to your dashboard. So you'll have a dashboard in our system where you can log in to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us, all kinds of things you can do in there.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you two emails. Let me send them to Toby's email, or to the business email, if you have access to that right now.
I do.
Perfect. All right. So the first one, both are informational. The first one is info on that dashboard and analytics. And the second one is, I'm just going to correct it, it's the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that all in writing. Let me just adjust that with your discount. Okay. Got to make sure that that is in there correctly. Okay. All right. Those are on. Yes.
I just have a quick question.
Sure. Go right ahead.
The package that we're on right now, do y'all do Google Ads with that, or is it just the listing?
That's just the listing. So we can add Google Ads later on, and they are, just for your knowledge for later on, those are a $300 a month minimum ad spend. So just to kind of give you an idea, I would actually probably go with Facebook next when you're ready, and then Google Ads after that, just because of the expense.
Yeah.
Such a jump. Yep. All right. And then I've got Connection Inspections, and that's LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I've got your address as 374 Henderson Drive in Clemens, North Carolina.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let's see if I spell it out. Does it want to find it that way? Okay. It doesn't want to. Ah, okay. Maybe that's why it didn't want to find it. Lemmons. There we go. And then zip code, I've got 27012.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's see. There we go. And then let me grab your website address so Kat just got that. Some of what I do is copy and paste also. Grabbing information here. All right, that looks good. And then I'm double-checking as we go. I want to make sure I've got everything right here for you. I don't need that yet. Never mind. And then are you by any chance bilingual?
No, just English.
Okay, no worries. Doesn't exclude you. We just like to ask. Is it something we can highlight if you are?
Yeah.
No worries. All right. And then, so services, we're going to say home inspections. Now, you do light commercial too, right? I think it's under 20,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Anything that excludes elevators or escalators, because those are considered heavy commercial.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think of how...
Inventory stores and...
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. And then no radon, no asbestos. Do you a home energy audit?
No. He's working on getting his radon and mold and wood organisms and all that stuff, but he doesn't have those yet. He still has to finish the certification.
How long do you think that'll be?
By the end of the year, I'll hopefully have radon and wood-destroying organisms.
Awesome. So whenever you get those, be sure to let us know because we can add those on as well. For now, I'll leave them off because obviously you don't want people calling you for radon or mold or anything else that you don't offer. But as soon as you do, definitely let us know because we'll get those in as keywords. That way, if somebody searches for any of those too, you pop up. I'm going to say real estate inspections. Oh, you know what? I'm going to pull up my husband and see all the keywords we used on his because those will all apply. Okay. It looks like we got them all already. So home inspections, light commercial inspection. I did single story inspection. I also listed real estate inspections. One of those, You wouldn't think they would search by that, but some people do. Anything else that would be, like North Carolina might be a little bit different than Colorado as far as how people look or how they name your services. Can you think of any other ways they might name
it? We've had a couple people call specifically wanting either a pre-listing inspection or a drywall inspection or a pre-drywall inspection.
Okay. Good thinking. Pre-drywall. Pre-drywall, then. I'm also going to say rough-in inspection.
Okay.
I'm going to say new home inspection, too.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of those. You wouldn't think that people, I never thought, you know, why would you call an inspector for a new home build? It's amazing how much my husband has found on a new build that's wrong, doesn't work, isn't up to code. He's found shingles missing on the roof. He's found electrical outlets that don't work, outlets that were supposed to be GFI that weren't, just all kinds of things. So it turns out that having an inspection done on your new home is a really good idea.
Yeah, he saw something on Facebook the other day of a new house being built where the contractor put the plumbing on one side of the room, but he put on the opposite side that he installed the shower.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. Wow.
He installed the shower, but he didn't make sure the shower was installed next to the plumbing.
Oh my gosh.
Brand new house, and so he had to do all the new piping.
Some of the things they do are just insane. I mean, gee, many crickets. You would think, I don't know. That just seems to be one of the things you'd think of, I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll have to tell my husband about that. He'll get a kick out of it. He's seen so many goofy things, too. Ay, ay, ay. In fact, I even asked the first time he went out on a new home inspection, why are you inspecting a brand new house? I mean, why? And he's, I don't know, but we'll see what we find. And it was a good thing they called him. And then from then on, it's like, okay, now I know why.
Yeah.
Definitely know why. All right. And then I'm going to send you 3 text messages. These will all come to your business line. And, if I get to the right screen. There we go. So the first one I'm sending is informational for, you can look at it later on, about the call tracking. And then the next one is going to be my direct contact information. So I am the lead on your account. If you ever have problems or questions, definitely let me know. If I can't fix it or help you, I will get to who can.
Okay.
And then the third one is, it says customer service, and that's truly what it is, but it's our tech department. So that's where your tech will be. And then that one. So all 3 of those are off. And then we need to set up your onboarding call. So during this call, they'll go through quality control, making sure I got everything right. And then they'll get you access to that reporting dashboard. If they need any photos, they'll show you where to upload those. And we block out an hour, but the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So let me look here. We like to do it at your earliest convenience. So the earliest we could do, we've got a 4:00 today. It looks like that's the only thing open today. Tomorrow, we've got 10, 11, noon, 2:00, 4:00.
Let's just do the 4 today. I've got a doctor's appointment for the baby tomorrow. So.
All right, you got it. Perfect. Let me grab that one, and then I'm gonna build the calendar appointment, and this will be a Google Calendar appointment. So if you're using Google Calendars, once you hit the yes button, it'll show up there. But then also, it'll hold your appointment too with the text.
Okay.
Let me build that real quick. And this email will also go to the C Inspections 22.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. I have to actually build it in 2 different places.